Amen. Praise the Lord. God bless you, dear friend. God bless you. This is Bishop Barron. I want to thank you so, so much for releasing the miracle dollars or more. Listen, friend, by now you should have already received the powerful success workbook that I sent you. I need you to follow the instructions. I need you to begin to work on the book. It's imperative. It's key that you begin to start your assignments and follow my instructions that I've given you in my book. This is the beginning stage. This is the beginning steps of a transformational change in your finances. This is the beginning of new breakthroughs that you will begin to cause to manifest in your life. Your persistence, your diligence is key. Do you not know that many people fail in their life because they don't move into diligence? They're not focused? A lack of focus will open up the door to poverty. By now, you should have already again received your ebook. Perhaps you've already received your email, your prophecy from the company of prophets. If you haven't as of yet, keep an eye on your inbox. It's on its way. Now prepare yourself, prepare your heart for the word of the Lord from myself and my wife, Prophetess Michelle.
Bless you, Sister Allison Rock. Thank you once again for the seed. Know, Sister Allison, that the Lord says unto thee that for the next 12 months you're going to see abundance, and you're going to reach for the stars, and you're going to be recognized, and you're going to reach out to the opportunities that's going to be crossing your path, and you're going to begin to see, woman of God, that the next 18 months shall bring some new positive realities for you. For the Lord says you're going to be moving up towards the life that you've been seeking. And yet the first 6 months of this year was a time of planning, and now during the second half of this year, you're going to have the energy, the motivation, the determination, and the endurance, because God said, I'm uplifting your confidence here, even in this hour. And God says, expect a larger audience. Because God says you're going to be seen, you're going to be heard, and you're going to make your mark. So get ready to move and operate on a greater and a larger field. For I'm expanding your borders. For the Lord says, you're going to be empowered, and I'm going to empower you. And you're going to be able to allow yourself to make the changes necessary for growth and advancements. For the Spirit will say unto thee that I will make thee a winner. And you're going to find a woman of God that you're going to do well. God says, keep your eyes on things around you. Don't move into stubbornness in relationships, but be more flexible. And know that it's not always about getting your way. It's about what's right in the sight of God. And that's going to be key. And that may have to do with something surrounding loved ones. Sometimes we got to allow people to make their own decisions, for their path is their path and our path is our path. And sometimes the best thing we can do is pray and love them. So the Lord says, allow my love to be perfected in thee, woman of God. For this is your hour and this is your season of a great move of the Spirit. I want to thank you, one woman of God. Get ready, because God says you're rising up. And God's going to do something surrounding your career that is going to bless you and cause you to come into a season of recognition and favor. The Lord says do some more writing. You need to be writing, because it's going to be important part. It's going to be an important part to you achieve the success. And there's going to be just a real sense of togetherness with family as well. You're in a season of a process. And God says, and as you're in a season of a process, begin to release family issues so they no longer hold on to you or influence your relationships. And this is what I hear the Lord saying, because things surrounding relationship, God says that I'm heightening you and I'm increasing you. I'm going to increase your prophetic level, and I'm going to help you integrate your mind, your body, and your soul, and I'm going to expand your outlook. Now, in the area of relationship, woman of God, God's going to touch that too, because he's going to begin to align some things for you. The Lord says things are going to be renewed. Prepare for this season as you're moving forward. No, woman of God, the God said he's empowering you. And begin to allow the changes. Allow yourself to make the changes necessary so that you can grow and so that you may advance. Thank you, Sister Allison.
God bless you, Sister Allison Rock. Thank you for sowing your seed and supporting the ministry, woman of God. I hear the word of the Lord say, apply the seed of patience. For Father God says, this is the season of many changes. This is the season of restoration. And this is the season of self-fulfillment. Sister Rock, I hear Father God saying, this is the season for new structure. God says, don't take anything for value and take anything for granted in this season, for your value system is changing. Father God says, this is the season to be anxious for no good thing. Father God says, this is your season where your image is coming before great and twisted. Oh, shakalabu shaka. You're going to begin to develop your value system in a different way. And Father God says, Asha talabu shata. Asha talabu kundu soto. Father God says he's touching you, your body, with increase of favor. And Father God says this is the season where you're going to know. God says you're going to move in a knowingness and a self-realization in this season. And Father God says it's going to lead to wealth and prosperity. Father God says, be mindful around the home. Make sure you're getting inspections in this season. Father God says, favor concerning household repairs. And make sure they're done properly. No shortcuts and no buddy systems. Father God says, get the right people to do the work that's needed. And we're in that Kelevo Shata. And that's the word that God has for you today, for woman of God. I also hear Father God says, window treatment. Father God says there's going to be a blessing in the window treatment, and that's the word of the Lord.